Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
I asked the Lord the first few days. I was praying and just crying out, and I felt the Lord put in my heart that verse that was such a life verse for Saeed: seek ye first the kingdom of God. And what I felt the Lord telling me, do you want me to release him now, or do you want my will to happen? And I'm going to use this for a bigger purpose, to reveal my glory and to bring many people to myself. And so I would say continued prayer for his health, but also and the bleeding he has, but also pray that the Lord would continue to finish the work he started in Saeed and I, and that he would be continually glorified in all of this. And Saeed's biggest heart's desire is for the Muslim world to come to know Christ. So prayer for lost souls and for many, many to come to know Christ. The Iranian government has tried to silence Saeed, but pray that the Lord would use this to actually bring many people to Christ. Some people have said the Iranian government has tried to silence Saeed, but they've given him a bigger platform to speak about his faith. So praying that this would be a great time, there would be much fruit during this time in terms of in the spiritual realms and in terms of people coming to know Christ.
You are an absolute faith hero, Nagme. You really, really are. How, as a mom and a wife, do you guard against absolute overwhelming anxiety and fear? I mean, that's your mind has got to be tempted to go there. How do you bring it back?
And it's something I've shared before. I've been on the brink of darkness, of extreme anxiety and despair, and not even being able to function. And the Lord just took that away from me. I don't know. I can say like a healing, like being blind and seeing and getting a limb. I don't know how else to describe it other than this supernatural peace he's given me. I look at myself and I know in my flesh I'm a worrisome person, and I just see the peace, and I see the even joy over me, and I'm just surprised by it. And I just his grace carries me every single day at a time.